Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Moans exclusive audio for this month. We are doing the BDSM test. That's BDSMtest.org if you want to follow along. Yeah, happy April, everyone. Thank you for your understanding with the schedule this month and the kind comments. I appreciate that. It's fine. It's not a big deal, but obviously I'm not like a naturally organized person, so I like to have a set schedule and like reliability in order, like that's what lets me stick to stuff. So it stresses me out when things get moved around, but it happens. Things pop up and you gotta adapt. So I am really hoping for that free audio to be out end of next week because I'm excited to get it out. And it's been a bit of a beast, a bit more ambitious maybe than I was thinking. But anyways, I hope you like it. But let's jump into the BDSM test. I have taken this test once before, and I think probably I have my results saved somewhere, so it would be interesting to see how they're different from how they're different from today's results, because I have a feeling they might be significantly different. I have my tastes and experiences have changed a decent amount in the past year. I think, you know, in large part because of doing audios and getting into maybe a bit more of the kink space. I think someone mentioned this in the comments about the BDSM test. I do the same thing. Like often when there's like absolutely disagree, neutral, absolutely agree, I tend to like stick to the middle. Like I do neutral or I do like slightly agree. So I'm going to try to be maybe a bit more decisive because I think it leads to more interesting results. But here we go. First question. I like to be dominated, especially in the bedroom. I'm going to say, slightly agree, like the one from the mid, I guess it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, with one being absolutely disagree, 7 being absolutely agree. So I'm just going to say my numbers. I think that is more useful. I like receiving pain during sex BDSM and seeing the results of it. Marks, bruises, makeup running by tears, etc. afterwards. Would not say I'm a huge fan of receiving pain during sex. I'm going to do a 3 for that one. Actually, another. I feel like I was thinking about it in a submissive context, and I think if I'm being submissive, I don't like to receive pain, but or I'm not a huge fan of it. But like, you know, scratching in the back and biting and stuff is hot. So maybe I'm actually going to change that to also a 5. So slightly agree. I prefer making the sexual decisions for my partner, as this gives me more control. Sexual decisions for my partner. I'm going to do dead neutral on that one. Obviously, like that's a part of being dominant, but actually I'm going to say 3. I'm going to say disagree because I think even when I'm being dominant, there's something hot about like the sub, like choosing what they want done to them in a dominant way. You know, I don't mind a little playful resistance from my partners. In the end, I'll win anyways. That's going to be a 6. Yeah, I think that can be hot for sure. I like forcing my partner into submission much more than them submitting spontaneously. Obviously that like kind of play has its place, but I'm going to do a 4 on that. So dead neutral. No, I'm going to do a 3. So slightly disagree. Feeling physically overpowered is one of the most liberating sexual feelings. I'm going to put that at a 2. I don't think that being physically overpowered is really a part of my submissiveness. I would like to have sex with multiple people at the same time. That's going to be a 7. I think that would be hot. And it's a big fantasy of mine, as I've talked about before. I enjoy it when people watch me being naked or having sex. I've never been watched. I think the idea of being watched, it depends who it is, right? I'm going to put that at a 4 for neutral. Yeah, I think. Yeah, dead center. Ideally, I could command my partner and they'd obey like a puppet no matter what I tell them to do. Again, obviously, that kind of like ultimate control, I think, is a part of being dominant. What did I like? And now I feel like I'm like some of these answers might contradict themselves. Maybe it's the commanding part about this, like that's because there is kind of a. But obey like a puppet? I don't know. Maybe I'll do a 5 on this. No, I'm going to do a 4, dead neutral. Oh, I'm doing it again. I'm doing all my, I'm doing the neutral thing. Let's just, you know, I got to go with my gut. I don't like making sexual decisions. I prefer my partner to make them for me. I'm going to do a 2 on that. So pretty like strongly disagree. I love making my partners do really disgusting things purely for my own pleasure. Really disgusting things. I don't know about that. Maybe a 2. I'm willing to try anything once, even if I don't think I will like it. I'm going to do rather agree. I just noticed that when you mouse over it, they have little names for them. So that's a 5. Yeah, I will try a lot of things. There's definitely things that like I would not really want to try because I know that I won't like them. But no, maybe agree. Just straight up agree. So that's a 6. Physically restricting my partner during sex, BDSM with clothes, attributes, rope, chains, etc. is arousing. With attributes. Interesting. Physically restricting. It's the idea of it is arousing. I'm not like crazy about it. I think like, yeah, yeah, I'll do rather agree. So it's a 5. I like sending nude or sexual pictures, videos of myself to others. I've done this a little bit. I haven't done it a lot because I think of, you know, like some self-conscious issues and pictures and videos, you know, they can be exposing, obviously compared to audios. I'm going to say, neutral. No, I'm going to say 3. I'm going to say rather disagree. I like to be totally helpless and at my partner's disposal, physically unable to resist what they do. I'm going to do rather disagree. I'm going to do a 3 for that one. Again, like helplessness and being unable to resist is not like a part of my submissiveness, a big part, I would say. Receiving care, being spoiled are some of the main things I'm looking for in a relationship. Yeah, totally. I think that's lovely. It's a great thing. So I'm going to do agree. It's a 6. I have a thing for large age differences in sexual encounters or relationships. Large age differences? What is a large age difference? Like 10 plus years. I think it can be hot. I think hotter for me is like younger man, older woman is a hotter thing for me. And I wouldn't, you know, more than 10 years is maybe a bit large for me. I'm going to do rather agree. So a 5. Maybe the rather agree is better than the numbers. When it comes to sexual acts, my partner's discomfort is pretty much irrelevant if it gives me more pleasure. It's not irrelevant. Yeah, I would say 1, 2, 3. But obviously it's not irrelevant, but I definitely am into some sexual acts that like are uncomfortable. Like I don't think, you know, deep throating or like, you know, face fucking or various sexual positions are not always comfortable for the receiver. But it's not irrelevant, I would say. So I'm going to say disagree. Or maybe neutral would be more honest. Yeah, I'll say that. I enjoy playing or acting like a pet animal, dog, cat, pony, etc. I'm going to say 2. Actually, I'm going to say completely disagree. Like, I think, you know, the word puppy can be hot in some contexts. But I am not like acting like the animal is different to me. And that's not really something I'm into. So I'm going to do completely disagree for that one. Giving care, spoiling my partner, etc. is one of the main things I'm looking for in a relationship. Yeah, I like giving care and spoiling my partner. I'm going to do strongly agree on that one. Being treated with little or no respect during sex, BDSM arouses me. I would say rather disagree. Obviously there's, I can, you know, I'm down to get degraded a little bit, but maybe not a ton. Yeah. There's no reason why sex would have to happen in private spaces isolated from the outside world. It's a weirdly worded statement. I think there is a reason. I think there's actually, so I'm going to say absolutely disagree on that one. I'll often put up a fight in bed, but that doesn't mean I want to win that fight at all. I will put up a fight in bed. I like, you know, like that's kind of wrestling can be fun, I think. I'm going to do rather agree, but that doesn't mean I want to win that fight at all. Yeah, I think usually it means I want to win, but It doesn't necessarily mean that. I find the romantic aspect in a relationship much more important than the sexual or kinky aspects. I don't find that much more important. I think it's equally important. So I'm going to disagree. I currently have a master / mistress in my life. I'm going to say completely disagree. I would like to serve in a formal setting with explicit slave training, prescribed physical positions and rituals, etc. I'm going to completely disagree on that one. The whole like formal slave thing, like slave and master, like I find it a little bit not for me. My ultimate goal in life is to please my partners, and there's hardly anything I wouldn't do to reach that goal. I'm going to do rather agree. Is it my ultimate goal in life? But it's pretty important to me. I don't know. I guess the part of that that's hard is, and there's hardly anything I wouldn't do to reach that goal. There are definitely things I wouldn't do to reach that goal. I have boundaries. And I feel like, you know, I want that from someone who's trying to please me too. Like I want it to be something that they want to do, not that they're just doing it to please me and only me. Yeah. Maybe I'll do neutral on that. I have a need to constantly try new things. A sexual routine would never make me happy. I think it depends what the routine is, but I do like trying new things. So I'm going to do rather agree on that one. Assuming I was single, I would like to join an existing couples or polygroups relationship for sexual and or emotional purposes. Yeah, I would be down for that for sure. I'm going to agree on that. You know, it could get complicated, as I think poly relationships can, but I think there's something about joining an existing couples or groups thing that maybe is less intimidating. And especially, I think I would be more so joining it for sexual purposes. I think being physically restricted during sex, BDSM with clothes, attributes, routines, etc., is arousing. It's kind of arousing. I think like being tied up or, you know, handcuffed. There's kind of a trope, obviously, especially from a switchy point of view, is like, you know, especially if you bust out of them, right? That's kind of hot. It's not like huge for me though. I enjoy feeling like a prey hunted by a predator. I would say completely disagree. That's not how I really conceive of my submissiveness, I think. Well, this is what's good about this test, is it makes you think about this stuff. I think that there's something about that that's a little bit hot, actually, now that I think about it. Maybe I'll just do disagree instead of strongly disagree. I don't have any sort of specific fetish or non-standard sexual turn-on. How specific, I guess, is the question. I don't think I have, like, wildly specific fetishes. I think most of my sexual turn-ons are pretty standard, especially by the standards of this, you know, current culture in my generation. So maybe I'll do slightly agree. Being part of a group of slaves that serves one master / mistress sounds like a life that would really suit me. No, not at all. Completely disagree. I would like to be completely tied up during sex / BDSM. Yeah. Completely tied up? I don't know about that. I'm going to do disagree on that one. I enjoy being kept as a pet in a cage, eating out of a bowl, being petted / caressed, etc. Yeah. I'm going to say strongly disagree. Does not sound that hot to me. I love seeing the fear in my partner's eyes when they know I'm going to inflict pain on them. No, I wouldn't say I'm really into that. I would say disagree. I like to be sexually degraded and humiliated by my partners sometimes. I'm going to do neutral. I would say in very specific situations and moments. I'll gladly leave everything behind, including moving across the globe if I have to, for the BDSM life of my dreams. No, I wouldn't leave everything behind. I mean, depends where you're moving, maybe, but no, I don't think I would do that. I'm going to put disagree. I enjoy playing a different age than what I technically am. Yeah, I think there are role play scenarios where I could play a different age, probably a bit younger, maybe. Because I think like, again, that plays into like the younger man, older woman stuff that I'm a bit into. So I would say rather agree, but not a significantly different age. And obviously, like, you know, adult age, 18 plus for sure. Just to be clear, I would like to be nothing but a 24/7 sex slave, i.e. not having any human interaction outside of sex and BDSM. I would not like that. strongly, completely disagree. Treating my partner with little or no respect during sex / BDSM arouses me. Little or no respect. I think there's scenarios where that can be hot. So yeah, I'm going to say rather agree. Little or no respect. Yeah, you know, kind of maybe like hate sex scenarios or role play or whatever. Is that what they're talking about? Yeah, treating my partner doesn't mean that you don't respect them, because obviously, like, in real life, that would be within the context of a respectful relationship. But this is, you know, this is about kinks and role playing, you know, that kind of thing. So I shouldn't be taking this too literally. I like being forced into submission much more than submitting spontaneously. No, I think I like to submit on my own volition. I don't really like being forced into it. So I'm going to say disagree. I would like it when my partner is completely tied up during sex / BDSM. I don't know about completely tied up. I think that is a little bit restrictive. I think I would like to be for them to be a bit more involved, or even just to have better access to them. I guess there are ways to be tied up to have complete access, I feel like moving around is kind of part of the fun. So I'm going to say disagree. I have plenty of sexual fantasies that I would like to try out more than most of my kinky peers. Most of my kinky peers. I think more than most of my peers, but more than most of my kinky peers. I don't know. I don't really feel like I have good data on this. I'm going to say rather agree. I could be sexually submissive now and be sexually dominant another time, either to the same or to another partner. Absolutely. I'm going to do strongly agree or completely agree. I am willing to pay for porn if it really suits my sexual interests. Completely agree. I'm totally cool with my partners having sex with other people. Am I totally cool with it? I've talked about my journey with being poly and that kind of thing. I would say rather disagree, slightly disagree, or neutral. I think it depends a lot on the relationship. In an ideal relationship, my partner would see me as a mere object. To them, I only exist when they're horny or when they need my service in some other way. No, that would not be an ideal relationship to me. I would say there's something that's submissive about this, but not necessarily like you could still be dominant in that relationship. Maybe just disagree. Making my partner suffer for my pleasure is one of the best things in life. I'm going to do disagree. Living with a group of slaves owned by me and serving me would be my ultimate life goal. Obviously, there's something appealing about having a bunch of attractive people, you know, being very submissive towards you. Is it my ultimate life goal? And would I want them to be slaves owned by me and serving me? I think there's something a little bit unappealing about that to me. I'm going to do rather disagree. It's no big deal when things I try turn out bad for me. It's part of the risk, and it's a necessary part of discovering what works and what doesn't. I think something going bad in a sexual situation can be like, you know, quite unfortunate in some situations, or just like, you know, embarrassing, vulnerable moment. But I do think it's part of the risk, so I'm going to do rather agree. I have plenty of sexual fantasies, which would at the very least be unethical to execute. I would say completely disagree. I don't think I have very many unethical fantasies. I would like to provide my partner with explicit slave training, i.e. train them in prescribed physical positions and rituals. I'm not really into that. I'm going to do disagree. In questionnaires like these, I tend to go for the extreme answers rather than the middle answers. We all know that's not true. So I'm going to do completely disagree. I enjoy keeping my partner as a pet, providing them with a cage, feeding them out of a bowl, petting, caressing them, etc. I'm going to say completely disagree. I don't think I would really want that. Yeah, the cage and the bowl thing is not, again, like the word puppy can be hot, I think. I feel like, have I said that before? Or like pet, you know, can be hot, but about the all-inclusive fantasy, I don't know about that. If I could not fulfill all of my partner's sexual desires, I would encourage them to see other people to fill the gaps. Maybe. That's a hard one. Again, I think it's depending on the kind of partnership. I think that's a good idea in general. Like, I think that's I think that's a valuable approach. Like, I don't think that one person should have to be everything and anything for someone else, especially if it means like feeling pressured into things that you're not comfortable doing, or like kind of, you know, compromising on your boundaries or on what you want to do. So maybe I'll do rather agree. My partner having multiple partners while I'm monogamous sounds like a perfectly acceptable situation, except for threesomes with my partner involved. I would say completely disagree. If my partner is having multiple partners, then I would want that also. I often behave in animalistic ways during sex, growling, howling, etc. Not often, but, you know, I'm going to put rather disagree, because it's not often, but, you know, you growl sometimes, but not, I would not say it's in a specifically animalistic way. In an ideal relationship, I should have no hard limits. My life should belong to my partner, and they should decide what is good for me. No, that's not an ideal relationship for me. Completely disagree. I'll go a long way to make my appearance match my partner's desires. No. I think that in general, you know, people, you know, shouldn't, people can do whatever they want, but I don't think that changing your appearance to match your partner's desires is the best thing. So I'm going to say disagree. I mean, the preference matters to me, I guess, to an extent. And if there are small things that I can do, then I would do those things. So that's why I'm not doing completely disagree. If part of my sexual desires are not fulfilled with my partner, I would want to see other people to fill the gaps. Yeah, I think if the desires were, like, you know, major enough, if there are major enough gaps. So I'm going to do rather agree on that one. Or I'll just do agree, maybe. I enjoy feeling like a predator hunting its prey. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I'll do rather agree. I wouldn't say that's how normally I, like, conceive of my dominance, because I think I like a bit more of the push and pull. Like, you know, yeah, you guys have listened to my audios. I like it when my partner takes on a nurturing and guiding, almost parental role in the relationship. Interesting. I mean, I feel like they say parental role. That makes it seem like nurturing and guiding is something I appreciate in a relationship, though, for sure. So I'm going to do rather agree. I enjoy watching other people being naked or having sex. Yeah, I think the idea of watching people fuck is hot. I'm going to do rather agree. I'd like my partner to submit to me 24/7, and I'm willing to take the responsibility that comes with it. 24/7 is a bit much for me, I think. Again, like, for me, like, some balance is important. So I would say rather disagree. I like my partners to be completely in charge in the bedroom, ordering me around. I'm going to say disagree. Yeah, completely in charge is not really what I want. If I could make some money from selling porn clips of myself, I definitely would. Do I do that already? No, because these are fictional audios, not porn clips of myself. That is, there's a difference. Patreon, let it be known that there's a difference. If I could, though, would I? I think I think, you know, I'm more of, obviously, you know, while I don't do that, I'm obviously in that realm. So I'm going to say rather agree. Being in fear of what my partner is going to do to me physically is arousing. No, I actually don't think that fear is that arousing for me. I'm going to say completely disagree. I feel the need to serve my partner and treat them with the highest respect, addressing them as a superior. I'm going to do rather disagree. I do feel like that's maybe a bit more a part of my submissiveness than some of these other things, but, like, kind of that, like, you know, ultimate highest respect type thing. Yeah, maybe neutral. Talking back to one's dominant in a teasingly disobeying way should be part of the sub's fun. I agree with that. Yeah, I'll do just straight up agree. When it comes to sexual acts, my own discomfort is pretty much irrelevant if it allows me to give my partner more pleasure. It's not irrelevant, but I'm willing to be uncomfortable. I'm going to do rather agree. I don't need physical pleasure from sex. If my partner is enjoying it, that's all I need. No, I'm a fan of physical pleasure. Well, but there are definitely things I enjoy doing that don't give me physical pleasure, but if my partner's enjoying. This is a pretty grand... this is a hard one. I mean, I do need it sometimes, so I guess to say I don't need it, period, would be not true. So I'm going to say rather disagree. I enjoy verbally degrading my partner or calling them humiliating names during sex/BDSM. Yeah, I'm into degradation for sure. I'm going to do agree. Sometimes watching people have sex is more fun than participating. I don't think it would be more fun. I'm going to rather disagree. I enjoy it when my partner plays or acts like a pet animal, dog, cat, pony, etc. I'm going to do disagree. Or strongly disagree, yeah. I like to be completely in charge in the bedroom and order my partners around. I do like that sometimes. So I'm going to do agree. Or rather agree. Yeah. The idea of being tortured sexually is appealing. It has its charms, I would say. But overall, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I am a bit greedy when it comes to sex or pleasure, and like, you know, edging and teasing and stuff like that can be hot, but I think sometimes my patience for it is limited. Like, I want the thing, you know? So maybe rather disagree. Having to do really disgusting things for my partner's pleasure sounds pretty arousing. Really disgusting? Again, I would say disagree. I like inflicting pain during sex/BDSM and seeing the results of it afterwards. I do like seeing the results of it. And I am a bit of, you know, I can, like, spanking and slapping and that kind of thing can be hot for sure. So I'm going to say agree, rather agree. I could not always be dominant or always submissive. I need both. Yes, I would say that's true now. I definitely couldn't always be submissive. Could I always be dominant? I think I would be okay with that, but I would prefer to have both. Yeah, I'll say agree for that reason, maybe rather than completely agree. I like to dominate my partners, especially in the bedroom. Yes. Completely agree. Sure. I like to sexually degrade and or humiliate my partner sometimes. Yes, strongly agree. I will naturally take on a nurturing and guiding, almost parental role in a relationship. I do think that there are nurturing aspects of me and guiding aspects. Again, like, I don't know if I'd characterize it as parental. Like, that really adds a whole layer to it, doesn't it? Almost parental, I guess they say. I'm going to say rather agree. Maybe neutral. Oof, I don't know. The idea of torturing someone sexually is appealing. Yeah, again, like, I think it can be hot. Like, yeah, edging, overstimulating. Or, yeah, inflicting pain in some ways can be hot. I'm going to do rather agree. Yeah. If my partner would really enjoy using me as a urinal, I would happily let them. I'm okay. I'm not into water sports. I'd like to submit to my partner 24/7 and see serving them as my life purpose. Completely disagree. I want my partner to serve me and address me as a superior. Address me as a superior is not that important to me, maybe. But it's hot. Yeah, sure. Being treated that way can be hot. Rather agree. I enjoy being verbally degraded or being called humiliating names during sex/BDSM. See, I think, like, names, like, that's the thing. I wouldn't mind being called, like, a slut or something during sex. You know what I mean? I guess that's not the most humiliating thing on its own. Maybe it's more the way you say it and, you know, how you say it. I'm going to say, overall, though, I wouldn't say degradation is my favorite thing to receive. So maybe slightly disagree. I want to meet more like-minded kinky people, and I'm willing to put effort into that. I think I would want to. Am I willing to put effort in? Like, by seeking out, like, communities? I've not done that. Because I think that's a challenging thing with strangers, like, for lots of hobbies, right? Or interests, like, to seek out strangers and try to connect with them based off of that one hobby. I've done that, like, for some things, and I wouldn't say I've had like a ton of success. So maybe I would be like a bit hesitant to try with kink or with sex, because that's even more, you know, like personal and vulnerable and stuff like that. I would say neutral. That's the cop-out answer. But if a new awesome kink or BDSM project was launched, I would like to be kept up to date. Oh, this feels like, oh, these last few questions, these last two questions are data gathering for this organization, I think, and projects that they're doing. No, I don't really want to be kept up to date on kink or BDSM projects. I'm fine. Oh, interesting. Okay. Optional step, help us improve the quiz. So basically you self-identify and then see how they align, maybe, or like, because it helps them improve the quiz. Sure, let's try that. These archetypes, and then you agree or disagree how much they suit you. First one is master/mistress. Masters, I'll just apply it to myself. Masters receive complete control over the life of their slaves and all responsibilities that come with it. They go a step further than dominance in the sense that their power exchange is present 24/7 in all aspects of their life, except for negotiated exceptions, such as during their office jobs. Their primary focus is to create a stable and safe environment for their slaves to allow optimal servitude. This is good because it actually explains it better to me what exactly that looks like. So here's the thing, the step further than dominance, like the 24/7 power exchange and like in aspects of life outside sex, I think that's what I'm not into. I don't feel the desire to control someone's life, generally speaking, you know? So I would say absolutely disagree, honestly. Yeah. Like just being dominant, I think, doesn't make you a master, right? So I'm going to say, yeah, disagree. Degradees like to be degraded and humiliated by their play partners, either by being acted upon in a degrading way or being forced to do things they consider degrading. I think we've learned that I'm not super into being degraded. Yeah, honestly, I'm going to do completely disagree also. They have more archetypes than this. I think they randomly selected a few, so we're not going to get them all in this part of the quiz. Rigger. Riggers like to tie up and restrain their partners using rope and or other attributes, chains, cuffs, spreader bars, etc. Ah, that's what they mean by attributes. That makes sense. See, you can tell like I'm not, you know, I bet there's people who are very into BDSM who are listening to this who are like, wow, you're so vanilla. And I guess maybe I am in some ways. Whether for sexual enhancement, for art, or just for fun, they enjoy having their partners completely at their mercy. I don't have a lot of experience with this. I feel like I'm, you know, just beginning my journey when it comes to rigging. I like the name. It sounds like a D&D class. That's what I like about it. Yeah, I have a level 6 rigger, level 6 elf rigger. Anyway, I'm going to do disagree, or rather disagree. No, I'm going to do disagree. Brats are in essence naughty submissives. They find disobedience a form of playfulness rather than letting their dominant down, and require a compatible dominant who will not only teach them a lesson but also accept that any number of lessons might still not necessarily change this behavior. I think I can be bratty as a submissive. I think that kind of, again, the push-pull is hot and is what I'm into. So I'm going to do rather agree, maybe. Rope bunny. Rope bunny likes to be tied up and restrained using rope and or other attributes. So it's the reverse of being a rigger. I'm going to do completely disagree. I think that, I mean, I'm down for getting tied up or handcuffed maybe like once in a while or in specific situations, but I would not say I identify as a rope bunny. Okay, this is what we've ended up with. Results. Summary. Okay, so this is quite different. I definitely should find my old results because I think it's quite different. 93%, can you guys guess maybe what I got? 93% is switch, which is cool. Switches like to, well, switch. Always taking a dominant or top position is not for them. Neither is always taking a submissive or bottom position. Some prefer to switch with the same partner or partners. Others have a dominant play partner and a submissive play partner. But in either case, they do not fit on one end point of the spectrum. Switches typically pair up with other switches. That makes sense.
Yeah,
I think that makes sense for me right now. Like, I feel like that's been reflected in my content and also just like in my life, is that I'm past year, I've learned to embrace my switch. When, like, if you listen to my first AMA, I was like, yeah, I'm pretty much only into being a dom. And it's not true anymore, which I think is probably common. I think people are probably more likely to go from like one, like either being dominant or either or being submissive to being more switchy. Like, that's probably a progression that makes sense to me, like over the course of your life. Not that everybody does, but yeah, that's my number one with 93%. And my second one, my second two are down at 84%. I'm not sure what that means. Those are degrader and non-monogamist, which is very interesting. Degraders like to degrade and humiliate their play partners. Degraders typically pair up with degradees. That's interesting. I don't... I definitely am into that. I feel like it's a part of like my dirty talk, you know? And it's... Again, I think that is reflected in some of my audios. Non-monogamous being so high is very interesting. I think it's because like... But yeah, but I think it's obviously like... For me, like non-monogamy, like I said, it's a journey that I'm in the early stages of and even just like thinking about and conceptualizing. So dominant is 76%. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, my fourth top. And then experimentalist right under that at 75%. And then brat tamer is 65%. I definitely enjoy the idea of brat taming, but I wouldn't want it all the time. Like, I would want just like regular old submissiveness sometimes, I would say. Yeah. And if I'm submitting, I wouldn't want to be bratty all the time either. 54% master/mistress. So it's interesting that like I said completely disagree on that when the archetype type came up, but here I got 54%. Maybe I didn't know enough about like the master mistress lifestyle. And maybe I would answer some of those questions differently. 53% sadist. So inflicting pain is out middle, and then rigor, and then voyeur is also down here in the 50s, and primal hunter is at 50 exactly. And now we get into 48% submissive, 46% masochist, 40% exhibitionist, 37% rope bunny, 37% vanilla, which is funny, 33% degradee, 30% brat, 27% primal prey, 22% owner, which is interesting. Well, I guess that's the reverse of pet, right? And now we get into the very low single digit ones. 9% daddy/mommy. Interesting. Interesting. Is that just because I didn't say that I took a paternal role? Like, I guess there's different definitions of what, like, you know, a daddy is in a BDSM context. Am I offended that I only got 9% daddy? I think just because I like that word in sex. I feel like that's what's interesting though about like BDSM in general, right? Is like a lot of times it feels like the kinks like extend to beyond sex. You know what I mean? Like they extend to life and the other aspects of the relationship. And maybe that's the part that like doesn't necessarily align with me because yeah, like I'm happy to like be called daddy during sex, but I wouldn't want to like act like my partner's parent or father, you know, like, or, you know, fulfill that kind of role in their life or whatever. 3% pet, 1% slave, 0% boy/girl, and 0% age player, which I am pleased with. I'm going to copy my results so that I can post them along with the post. And I am going to look up what my results were when I took this. I think it was probably last year. It's probably like when I first heard about it, which was like through GWA. Okay, so maybe not as different as I would have thought, but different in some... So this is from 2021. This is from June 2021. End of June 2021. I took the BDSM test. My number one was 87% degrader. So that has stayed high both times. I was an 85% dominant then, rather than 76% is not that different. And I was 73% switch then. And I'm much higher on switch. My sadist and primal hunter were way higher then, 73% and 72%, which is very interesting to me. I don't know what questions I answered differently to not end up as primal hunter and sadist. But I think on some level it makes sense to me that maybe like I'm not as sadistic as I thought I was, or as I was then, like in terms of fantasies and that kind of thing. Non-monogamist was lower then, and brat tamer was about the same, which is actually exactly the same, 65%. Experimentalist is higher for me now. Yeah, otherwise we're pretty much in alignment. Like rigor, vanilla, we're about the same. Oh, I'm submissive is much higher this time, which makes sense. Daddy was a lot higher then. It was at 20%. Now it's at 9%. What's my takeaways from this? I think that, like, a big takeaway, obviously, is that I think that, like, when it comes to, like, that whole BDSM lifestyle and community, that, like, usually I think these kind of kinks, like, are more, like, for during sex and sexual play for me, rather than, like, other aspects. Like, maybe the takeaway is I'm looking for, like, BDSM play in sex, but not necessarily like a BDSM relationship, if that makes sense. And then I think a big one just in terms of over time is that I'm much more experimenting with switchiness and submissiveness than, or exploring that part of myself than I was. 2021 was 2 years ago, actually. And obviously, I guess that, you know, this is fluid, and maybe in 2 years it would be even more different. I think there's not a lot of huge surprises for me, obviously. Like, I know what I would answer to most of these questions. I'm interested to see if you guys are surprised by anything. I don't think that there would be a ton of surprises in this based on, like, the AMAs and my audios, right? Not that shocked. You guys should take the quiz, or if you already have, let me know what you guys scored. Could be a fun little community thing. And actually, it would be an interesting bit of data for me to see people who listen to my audios and obviously subscribe to my Patreon, where their tastes and kinks lie. Would be interesting, because obviously, like, you know, the kind of content I make, people who have certain kinks are going to be drawn to it. So that's very interesting to see. That was like something that I thought about when, like, I put out the sub audio, the DILF one. Because, yeah, I feel like, you know, obviously the kind of audios I've been doing, I've been cultivating, perhaps, I don't know for a fact, but perhaps I've been cultivating an audience of people who identify as subs and prefer, like, Dom content. So I did wonder, like, how that one would be received. But I feel like I've always had lots of positive feedback on, like, switchiness, like the switchy audios or the audios that are sort of M sub to M dom, like the professor one or the tent one, like where there's moments of subbiness and switchiness. I think people have always said that they like those parts. So I think I knew that there were people who were, you know, switchy or fluid or enjoyed a variety of things in their content. So I was maybe not too worried about putting out just an M sub audio. And it was interesting to see the response to that audio, because I think a lot of people were like, oh, I'm not normally into MSUB, but I like your content or whatever. I liked the way that this was done, and I appreciate that. Obviously, it means a lot to me. I love comments like when people are like, oh, you unlocked a new kink for me or whatever. I think that's cool. I think that's a fun thing to be able to do. And yeah, I think specifically, obviously, the specifics of that audio, like, lended themselves well to someone who's easing themselves into to that kind of content, because, like, yeah, the F-dom in that is not, like, super degrading or mean or controlling. Like, it's pretty, it's vanilla-ish, you know, as far as M-sub goes. So yeah, I think it's a, you know, it's in my wheelhouse of, like, yeah, just dipping my toe into exploring, you know, submissiveness. And I think hopefully it was a good fit for my audience then in that respect. Although I'm sure I have some, you know, hardcore DOMs in my audience as well, who just like a variety of content. Oh, you know what? Actually, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to do a little bit of, like, you know, comment response, because I feel like some people posted excellent comments, like long comments on the After Hours AMA. Yeah, I wanted to respond to some of these comments that I didn't get the chance to respond to in text. and just, you know, shout out and see if I have some interesting things to say. Like, obviously I appreciate all comments, and there are some like super thoughtful, lovely comments that I really love reading, but I don't necessarily have like an interesting response to, other than like, thanks for your comment. And, you know, it's cool to learn stuff about people and that kind of thing. 3 AM Thoughts had some kind words, including saying, I don't know, I'm kind of in a man-hater era based on stuff I've experienced and seen online, but your compassion and emotional intelligence gives me hope and reminds me, okay, they're not all bad. Chill out. Haha. That's really nice thing to say, obviously. And I totally get being in that kind of moment. I think that like, it's something that, you know, a lot of people I know struggle with, you know, not being the biggest fan of men, you know, based on just like what you see online, or yeah, experiences you have in person, obviously. And I get that. And, you know, I don't know what else to say other than I'm sorry on behalf of men. And then in general, I think obviously it's like, I totally valid feeling to have, and like no one needs to have men in their life, but obviously it's really nice when you can find people who, because there are definitely those people out there, you know. I do believe that there is such a thing as you know, quote unquote good men. Obviously no one's perfect, but there are, you know, men who are compassionate and kind and want to do better. So it's nice when you can find those people, because I think that like, yeah, it can be hard, obviously, just like having a negative association with an entire group of people. Again, not blaming you for that, but you know what I mean. This person also said, did you alter your voice a little in the daddy audio? That one, upon first listen, I suspected your voice sounded deeper. I did lower my voice for that one, like, but that was not, there was no audio wizardry in that one. I didn't alter it in audio any more than I normally do. And I don't pitch my voice, like, unless I, in specific situations, I've pitched it for like the phone call part of the Valentine's Day audio, like where I was playing a different character. I pitched my voice for that down a little bit just to differentiate it more from the main character. But otherwise, like, any like sounding deeper, sounding higher is like just performance. So yeah, I wanted to make that clear. I think a couple people actually said that they thought that I had altered my voice for the Dilf audio. I did not. This person also suggested some safe for work audio ideas, which is great, including like this whole idea of body doubling, like you know, cleaning together, study breaks, cooking together, just like the mundane, like being togetherness. Yeah, I would have to figure out like how that would translate into an audio, but it could definitely be fun. Oh, Sarah suggested, actually in the comments of this comment, Sarah said, I know August said he records in his bedroom, but if he did a Cook with Chef August thing, that would be so rad. Yeah, wow. Interesting idea. The idea of like taking my mics and stuff into the kitchen. Maybe cooking, like, you know, it's not the most audio thing ever. Like, it's pretty visual, I think, often. It could be fun though. Like, yeah. Yeah, it could be fun. That's an interesting idea. I'll file it away. I think my thoughts about shampoo and body wash were as controversial as I expected them to be. And I, you know, I respect everyone's thoughts on it. And I'm sure for like, again, especially for like different kinds of hair, I'm sure that, you know, you're 100% right. Maybe I overstated that as a hot take. I'm willing to back off on that for sure. Mrs. Snugglepuss had some great Lord of the Rings sex quotes, much better than mine. The one that I came up with off the bat, which wasn't even really a sex quote. Share the Load, obviously, is a classic. Share the Load. That's a good part in the movie. Not that one, the big one. The big one, yes. I like that one because it's very deep cut. It's like, you know, they're talking about the fireworks, Merry and Pippin from Fellowship. And that's a pretty niche quote, so I appreciate that. Mrs. Snugglepuss also shared some interesting and cool ideas for, you know, what they do with your body after you die, which we talked about in the After Hours AMA thing, like reef sea funerals and return home style burials where they decompose the body into compost and return to the earth, which I think is very cool. And I would definitely be down to look into that. Oh, Andy also left a lovely comment saying, with ideas. Would love to hear you for safe work stuff. Love to hear you also deliver more monologue-ish readings like lines from a play or a book. It feels so self-indulgent to me, but that would honestly be really fun. Like, I'm, you know, a big fan of good writing, I would say, and like stuff from books and you know, monologues and stuff from movies. Would definitely be fun to do if there was interest. Like, it just feels like it's really appealing to the theater kid in me and like the, you know, that kind of thing. But it would be fun, I think. Actually, you know what made me think of that was the last Succession episode, one of my favorite shows. But in the most recent episode, there was a great, you know, short monologue where Connor says, you guys are greedy love sponges and I'm a plant that lives on a rock. What is it? Now I'm fucking it up. I'm a plant that grows on a rock and lives on insects that die inside me. And I was like, that would be a fun monologue to do. Obviously better than that. But yeah, I feel like we'll probably wrap things up there. But otherwise, I will see you all later in the month with audios and more audios and who knows what else. I have something else I would love to get done this month, but I don't want to say what it is in case it doesn't happen. But there might be a surprise this month or next month. So yeah, I hope you all have a lovely weekend, TGIF. And yeah, have a happy Easter if you celebrate. Actually, it's funny because it's when this comes out, it'll be Good Friday. And in my verification for GWA, my original verification all the way back in 2021, I posted my verification on Good Friday, I'm pretty sure. And I said something about that in my verification. So that's kind of a fun full circle moment, or just throwback, I guess, to my original verification. Yeah. All two of those years ago. Who knows? Who would have thought that we would have ended up here? But here we are. So yeah, I hope you guys have excellent weekends and take care. Let me know what you got on the quiz and what your, you know, what your deal is, and if anything surprised you in my results, and I will post my results also. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys later. Okay, take care.